Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy. The whippy.
Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where I'm asking the question, is it really keeping princess hours if you're up all night working? I'm just wondering, because this feels like 6 a.m. to me right now. I'm here with Najat Jalab. She runs the website, victoriafilms.tv. She is an independent filmmaker.
Absolutely, yeah, that's my company's website, Victoria Films.
So, she is from Casablanca, Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which means, you know, she's some sort of African.
Definitely, yeah, North African.
Some sort.
What do you mean, some sort?
Some sort. So I guess I broke my one rule, no blacks allowed. I'm just kidding.
Well, I thought you were black. Well, you kind of, like, you know.
No, I'm not. Nope.
Where are you from, by the way? Yeah, I know you're Puerto Rican, but you look like you have some African descent.
Of course, we all do. Of course. Like, I mean, that's where Christopher Columbus took some slaves, Dropped them off in the islands, is like, here, let's do some mixing. So, We kind of got started talking on, you know, because I played you a commercial I did.
About communism.
About communism. Like, why you find that funny? Like, they're you know, someone being anti-communist.
No, it's not people. Like I said, you know, I did part of my studies in France, and in the community that was, like, the highly intellectual community that I was part of, a lot of people were deeply, like, you know, convinced that communism was the solution for the whole world. So they were, like, you know, they were presenting serious arguments in favor of communism. So that's why when I heard your commercial, that was funny, because that was the complete opposite of what I used to hear from there. So
yeah, we don't. Like, a lot of people, we don't take too kindly to the commies. We fought the red menace.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, the United States that has. But yeah, that was, like, my question to you, because you said you do meet some communists in New York City, so I'd like to know about that. So,
oh yeah, dirty freaking commies that think, okay, like. And I'm by dirty freaking commies, I mean the people that actually wear the hammer and the sickle. They march around with the Lenin flag, and some of them, you know, with the Che Guevara t-shirt.
But you want to know what I really think about that? Because I think the most rich and educated people kind of feel guilty about that. So some of them do become communists, as like their excuse to the word. So that's what I do. That's the film that I came up with after I analyzed that, those intellectuals that I was with, because, you know, those people would have like just everything they could dream of. So what else could they want, other than being communists, you know?
Yeah. They have it all. So they want to make sure they could get a system where they could end up with nothing. Yeah, that's smart.
Right. That's how I look at it now.
Like, oh my God, I'm so, you know, disillusioned with my own success and wealth. Okay, here's an idea. Don't plunge everyone into hell because you feel like shit because of your success. There are things called charities where you could donate. And if you want to help other people, you don't try to push a form of government where no one has any type of rights. Like, let me play the clip, and you know, because I play this during the Christmas season, holiday season, and yeah.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah. And, you know, when I first played that, you started laughing. Cause...
Yeah, because that like, I know what those people would tell you. They would say, okay, so what about capitalism? Is it, like, the solution? Do you think that people who can't afford to just, like, go to Walmart and buy everything there are happy? You know, you can just, like, replace the word communism with capitalism and then come up with another commercial that would be just, like, as funny.
Here's the thing. I mean, you know, it's like, you can't have capitalism without free market.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's...
You know, that's the difference. It's like, you know, just because... You know, I'm against greed. Of course I'm against greed. Because it's... But, you know, they're... You know, under our Constitution, you know, there's really supposed to be only three constitutional laws. Don't steal, don't murder, don't defraud anyone. That's it. It should be that simple. Like, what are the banks doing or being allowed to do that violates those laws? That those three main laws: don't steal, don't defraud. That's what the problem is. They're being allowed to do that. You know, that's not capitalism. That's crony social. Yeah. You know that.
But again, I think like communism, the reason why it has more success in Europe is because democracy there is not like the American democracy.
Well,
like,
we're not
are very different. So that's probably why people kind of like get attracted to the other extreme.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. That's a common misconception. America is not a democracy, which is kind of funny because we try to sell that around the world.
Yeah.
Which is why, this is why in the commercial I say this is a constitutional republic. There is a difference between a republic and a democracy. Do you know what that is?
Well, democracy is a system of like, you know, it's how the institutions balance themselves. That's the idea of democracy, is how like this institution is going to counter this one, and we will end up building a sort of balance where the whole society can live together. republic that's, you know, you have all kinds of republics, or even like, you know, some African dictatorships are republics, so it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, well, I mean, okay, well, the difference between democracy is that everyone votes. They, you know, everyone votes, which takes a very long time to resolve anything or get anything done. So that's why they set up a representative type thing, like with senators and congressmen and and whatnot. So that way you tell your senator and congressman how you want to vote, which is how it's supposed to go.
Right.
So anyways, tell me about, so you're from Casablanca, Morocco.
Yeah, I grew up in Morocco until the age of 13. Then I left to study in France. And then after like almost 10 years, I went to Canada where I went to film school. And then started working basically on short films, directing music videos, writing.
Well, it's not the size that matters. It's how you use it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, you know, I've lived in different countries, and I'm always happy to discover new people, new cultures, and, you know, move on from there.
So what do you think about Puerto Rican so far?
I think you guys have great music there, but that's all I know about it.
Wow, okay.
What can you tell me about it?
We're very sensual people.
But you were born in the United States, right?
Yeah, I was born here. I'm a New York.
So you're just a fake Puerto Rican.
Whoa, hey, whoa, watch your mouth. I'm what you call a New Yorican. I was born here.
Oh.
But to let you know, Puerto Ricans are already American.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, you know. Oh, all right. Everyone knows. Okay.
I don't know if that's a good thing. What do you think?
I honestly, that's been a subject of debate for years.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point, United States funds Puerto Rico. On the other hand, I'm always for independence.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like, it's a small island. There's not really any type of manufacturing industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would have to rely on tourism and possibly produce. And stuff like that. So I don't know how much. And of course, there's tons of corruption. I don't know if it's still like this, but there's a town in Puerto Rico where the local police won't even dare go in.
Okay.
It's that dangerous.
Okay.
But of course, Puerto Rico has the only rainforest as a national park.
Is Puerto Rico, it's not an American state, is it? No,
it's not a state, it's a commonwealth. A commonwealth, kind of, I guess, a protectorate or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they still have the right to vote for president.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is a beautiful island. Have you ever heard of the coqui?
Nope.
No.
What's that?
It is a frog. It is our national animal, and it makes a very beautiful sound.
Mm-hmm.
Which, here it is.
Okay.
Oh, coqui.
Makes you want
to
take a nap.
Actually, yeah, that's they come out at night. It is a lullaby for Puerto Ricans.
Okay. Right.
It's
So do you go there often or?
I haven't been there since I was a boy. It's a young boy. That's the sound to me. That's the sound of love.
Yeah, because that's like your childhood. And I can understand that.
I remember when I was in Puerto Rico, and just every young child is like, to call the frog, you go, or coqui, coqui, and then they will answer back at you, and it was like, wow. But to hell with communism. That's the point I'm trying to make. If you're a Stalinist, go kill yourself.
I don't know, like, who on earth can be the Stalinist, like, now. I don't know who on earth can pretend that, but,
Who could be communist? I think I could beat the crap out of a communist easy.
Stalinist, because, like, communists would tell you Stalin was not communist, so I'm just, like, you know, I'm just, like, correcting the concept. I am communist, I'm just, like, trying to understand.
If you're a Leninist, then you know it, and you really want to show it, come and get punched in the face.
I'm not.
Damn Leninists. Was Lenin
a real communist?
I know. If it wasn't for Hitler, he wouldn't be in power.
Well, he came in power before Hitler, so that's not exactly accurate.
Well, didn't Hitler, like, drive, like, put him in a car to drive him?
If you're talking about Lenin, I mean, he came to power in 1917, right? So that's earlier than Hitler.
Okay, then. So, all right. So, anyways, whatever. Mind.
Yeah.
Wake up!
Anyway, we can't change history anyway.
Yes, we can.
We can?
Yes. Just by rewriting the words. And teaching our children. So how was it growing up in Morocco?
I think it was, well, of course it was, you know, childhood is always like, it's another history, so, but mm-hmm. It was nice. It was tougher than probably, you know, Europe or America, but, I do go back there very often, so for me it's not like I left, or it's just like I consider myself still Moroccan, so. But
So are you married? Have you been married? Are you single? Are you dating? Do you like girls, boys?
Like what? You wanna propose?
Why not? Would you like a green card?
No, I'm happy with my Canadian passport, and I'm happy to be Canadian.
Canadian, ugh.
What do you have against Canadian?
Canada, ugh. I hear there are dirty, disgusting people.
Oh, is that true that, like, 1/3 of Americans think that Canada is part of the United States?
No, I don't know. If they do, they're idiots. The 1/3? That's like a big number.
I don't really heard that, you know?
Where the hell did you hear that from? Al Jazeera? Like, what the fuck?
No, it was in Canada. Like, some study or whatever. They like, statistically, I think, like, me.
Well, yeah, you know, Crotch Shot. Yeah, Crotch Shot Radio Studios doubles as the Crotch Shot Radio Institute of Scientific Excellence. And I did a study. I did a study that states that, you know. half of Canadians are transvestite hermaphrodites.
See, that's why you can come up with these conclusions and say, "Oh, those Canadians are." So let's talk about comedy. What are you up to these days?
I'm just offending everyone like I'm supposed to.
Okay, good job. You're doing a great job about it.
Oh yes, okay.
Determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in front of society's face.
Victoria Films Channel is your source for the best music videos on YouTube. Visit www.victoriafilms.tv and subscribe from there.
So yeah, Victoria, you haven't set the name for your YouTube channel yet, huh?
You actually need 500 subscribers, so we've just started working on that. Before you can change the name and, you know, customize it, so...
And I think I might be getting Isabella on here now, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, what do you think of Isabella?
What I think of Isabella? What do you mean, what I think of her? I mean, we've been working on trying to raise funds for...
Oh, but I think he's a fucking colossal asshole.
I'm going that direction, you know. I told you, I was too polite and I don't usually curse, so.
Oh, so you, so, well, you're not disagreeing with me.
No, I think he's doing a great job with this, like, show, that comedy show that he's putting together.
Yes. Fucking classy.
And,
fucking classy.
Yeah, fucking classy, that I can say.
Yeah, say, that you could say. Okay.
So is he there?
No. You know, I'm just pretty sure I'll get back to him. I just want to hear him. I just want him to hear us talk shit about him. I hear he has a limp. No.
Oh.
I'm just gonna slander him just for no reason. Just being vicious for no reason. I'm kidding. So yeah, you have a hip hop music videos. Are these Montreal-based rappers from the mean streets of,
Actually, like, most of them are US-based. There's Step 2 that is from Canada, but he's from Toronto. But we're just, like, you know, gathering artists that we support and we like. Also my own productions there, my own music videos out there. So I'm thinking maybe it deserves like an independent platform out of YouTube. So that's going to be probably my next step to work on.
Oh, okay. Do you do documentaries?
I did a couple actually, mostly on the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. But I'm not really into documentaries.
Who do you want to win, Israel or Palestine?
I think it should be a one state for all. There's no solution to that. Like, there's no like win or lose. It's just like, you know, one land and.
Oh, pick a team. See, with Americans, if you want America, you gotta pick a team to who you want to win the championship.
Solution. That's
like,
it.
Like,
right?
I'm a New York Yankee fan. And I have family who are New York Mets. And, you know, I chose my team to be the Yankees because, you know, God bless the Yanks. Play some baseball if you want to.
Yeah.
You know, the Mets are for assholes. Mm-hmm. You know, all you Mets fans, you go, you know, go get raped or something. I don't know. So, you know, you can't be riding the fence, Najat. You can't.
No, but I'm just telling you the conclusion that I came up with after analyzing and, you know, talking to people and, I'm giving you what's probably never gonna happen.
So probably, so kill the Jews. Okay, so Najat is for killing the Jews.
I never said that. No, don't say things that I haven't said.
No?
I just said it should be a
All right, so go. Let's bomb some Palestinians. I got the rice phosphorus. Let's burn some babies. Victoriafilms.tv.
Yeah.
where we burn babies with white phosphorus.
Yeah, actually, next step would be to shoot them. So.
Oh, shoot the kids! Damn.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Yeah, but I was telling you, I'm not like seriously. I'm not very much into documentaries. The reason to that is you have no control about in a documentary. You just sit there with your camera and wait for things to happen. So I'm very much like a fiction filmmaker where you can control the environment and the aesthetic and all that. So I very rarely do documentaries.
So you're very controlling.
Well, I'm a creative person, so I like to see images that I, you know, that have a sort of aesthetic appeal to them. That's why at least with fiction, you know what you want to shoot and you know what you want characters to say and you know where you're going. Well, at least trying to.
Yeah, that is VictoriaFilms.tv. So how come there isn't a Mr. Victoria Films?
But why would you want to have a Mr. Victoria Films? I mean, we already have, like, it's an industry where most people are men, so why would you want another one?
Why not? We built society.
Oh, I think we built society.
I just heard your brain hit brakes and like, what? Yeah, so anyways, in fact, yeah, since you're helping us out with, please, if you're listening, please go to and donate to Fucking Classy. In fact, if you give, that I think that's one of the levels. If you give the full 5,000, you get one night with Najat. I'm sorry, we have to pimp you.
So out. You actually get one night with Isabella because he's producing the show.
Hey,
so,
hey,
you better actually let him know.
No. Well, no, you sweeten the pot, so it's gonna be a. You can have your choice of Isabella for 10,000, or you can have Najat for 5,000.
Okay, all right, we can do that. 5,000, then you get to spend 2 hours with me. That's a good deal. I can do that for Isabella because I like him and I like the show. So
good. You know.
Okay, that's a good deal. All right, 48 hours, guys.
You got 48 hours for you know, you put in your 5,000. You gotta pay for her ticket though.
So let me ask you a few questions.
Okay, go ahead. It's my show, but go ahead, ask me questions.
How was your childhood with women?
Oh, fantastic!
Can you tell me about your mother?
She's a lovely woman from a lovely family.
And was she strict with you, or?
Very.
Very? Okay. So you were raised in the religious family?
She is. I don't subscribe to that anymore.
Okay.
I was never baptized, so, you know.
Oh, no? Okay.
Nope. I'm a heathen.
Okay. So, I'm just trying to understand where does your vision of women come from?
Porn.
What is it that triggered so much animosity against women?
I don't have any animosity. Hmm? It's all jokes.
I don't know. I just said that. But you know there's always a part of truth in jokes, so.
Oh. Why? Yeah. I find women to be very, very attractive. I am very attracted to women.
Okay. So that's probably your way to distance yourself, is like be nasty to women so that you distance yourself from the overwhelming attraction.
Pretty much.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because I don't want to walk around and be like,
right. Yeah, so you need to like just.
Yeah. I keep, okay. That's how I keep myself in check.
Okay. I understand.
I'm looking at your IMDb page. So what made you want to become a filmmaker instead of a stay-at-home mother and wife?
I was probably watching, like, I was watching so many movies that someday I just woke up and thought, oh, wow, maybe there's something that I want to do. And then watching David Lynch movies, that was, like, the big discovery for me. It was like, wow, if films can go that direction, then I want to be part of it.
Have you thought about directing porn? Actually, there's a lot of women directors in porn.
Do you act in those yourself? How do you know that?
I've been known to do some amateur... Actually, we got a caller from Morocco. Morocco, you're on. Damn. Well.
Okay.
We got another call from Israel. Israel? Alright.
Can we get one from Canada?
Okay. Wow. So, would you consider yourself a feminist?
Not really, because I don't like the,
labels?
No, like the imagery around it. You know,
what
much.
So what's the imagery you get? Like, what turns you off to modern feminism?
Like, no, because the problem with feminism is exactly the same as with communism, where you can't actually think that you can reverse what you can't reverse. Like, you know, I don't think a woman can be a man, but at the same time, the way they talk about it is like it's another type of domination where you just like have the same system of domination, but instead of men, it's women. So that's how I
see it.
Which doesn't really help the, like, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't help the cause. But as you can see, and I'm probably sure you realize that I'm in favor of women, you know, controlling their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But that the feminist movement, and just like this type of speech that I don't agree with 100%. So
nice.
Yes.
So that's why I don't consider myself.
I think my friend Casey in the chat room likes that answer.
How about this? The safe word is alternative.
It is. Yeah. If you weren't pretty, you wouldn't be on this show, I guarantee.
Oh, really? That's how you choose your guest?
Well, female guest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I'm hetero.
Okay. What about male guest?
Well, Isabella's is the prettiest gentleman I've had on this show, by far.
Okay.
So, again, you go to kickstarter.com/project/stayfkingclassy. God, there has to be an easier way. Or go in the description. Go in the description of the show, however you're hearing it, and click the link and help, you know.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, where are they? And with that, I'd like to thank Najat for coming on.
Thank you very much, and I guess we'll do it again in a few months.
In a
few, if you come up with the same questions again.
Well, yeah, it's just gonna be worse, though. I'm just gonna let you know. We're gonna go into like, I'm gonna demand pictures. So, anyways, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. I've been your host, Louis B. And as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.